Hachette Audio presents Into the Abyss, written by Carol Shaben, read by Tiffany Morgan.
For Riyadh. It is by going down into the abyss that we recover the treasures of life. Where you stumble, there lies your treasure. Joseph Campbell. Introduction. I first learned of my father's plane crash from the Jerusalem Post. I was 22 and working as a journalist in the Middle East. The crash happened on October 19, 1984, but I didn't find out about it until 2 days later. I was sitting at my old metal desk with a cup of mint tea and the morning paper. That day, it wasn't regional conflict or politics that caught my attention, but the headline of a short news item buried at the bottom of an inside page. Party leader killed in Alberta plane crash. The article was tiny, fewer than 50 words, but its impact was staggering. Grant Notley, leader of the New Democratic Party in Alberta, and five other people were killed in the crash of their twin-engine plane, the Associated Press reported in the opening line. I read on in disbelief. Four survivors had spent the night and much of the next day huddled in deep snow and sub-zero temperatures before being rescued. Among them was the provincial housing minister, Larry Shaben, my father. I dropped the paper, grabbed the phone. My brother James picked up. "Dad's fine," he assured me, but for some reason I didn't believe him. "Put Mom on," I practically yelled. "He's okay," my mother told me. "We were going to call, but it's been crazy, and, well, we didn't want to worry you." I was crying, feeling very far away. "I'm coming home," I said. It was Christmas before I could get time off work to return to Canada. 2 months had passed, and my father's physical wounds had healed. Inside, however, something elemental had changed. He was subdued, quietly haunted, in a way I had never seen before. He'd lost a close colleague that night and had seen others from our town and the surrounding communities die. My family had experienced the event firsthand and assimilated its extraordinary details. The survivors of the crash, a rookie pilot, an accused criminal, a cop taking him to face charges.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?